South Carolina and all the ships at sea. We're live from Twin Peaks, home of the 29-degree draft beer, beautiful women, 8-by-definition monitors, and this is the place to watch all the football games tonight as well. We have some NFL action, so come on out. We'll have a huge group out here later. Come for the show, stay for the after party, come and sample the fare. The food's the biggest shock of the whole thing. The food is incredibly good. Come on out to Twin Peaks this afternoon and this evening. Hang out with the show. Lots to get to today. Hey, Ramona, I just learned that it's National Poetry Day and National Vodka Day.
Both of those at the same time? Do you think they complement each other?
Yeah, I think if you combine those two things, you might have something interesting.
If you combine
National Vodka Day and National Poetry Day, yeah. Yeah, then you might have something interesting. Sad news, obviously, that broke last night. Yeah. The death of 22-year-old C.J. Fuller. I was horrified when I learned of this. I didn't learn of it until late last night. And my condolences to C.J.'s family, to his loved ones, to those that knew him closely, to the players that he played with, to the Clemson family, my condolences to all of them. Thoughts and prayers are with you all at this incredibly difficult time. 22 is too young, way too young, impossibly young, and I feel terrible for his family, and as I said, for all those who knew CJ closely and for the Clemson community as a whole. So our thoughts and prayers are with all of them. I also want to express my condolences to the family of Terrence Carraway, Florence law enforcement, 30 years of service, killed in the line of duty. Another terrible circumstance. And so our thoughts and prayers are also with the family of Terrence Carraway, who didn't get to come home from his job. So, hate leaving off a show like this, but this is real life, and real life trumps sports. I mean, sometimes we need a slap back to reality. It's just a shame that it has to happen in such a tragic way, to remember that what we all love and what we all fight and argue about is simply a game. It just is simply a game. It's not real life. It's just something that we like to do. You can get in if you want. 47627. We have the Carolina Alliance Bank Pick'em Contest. We'll go over that. I put my entry in actually 2 days ago. My entry is quite strange this week, and I'll explain why a little bit later, and we'll see how this strategy works. It wasn't an intentional strategy. It's just the way it worked out. I had the Oakland Yankees wild card game wrong last night. I thought that that Oakland was playing so well the second half of the year that they might have what it takes to go into New York and win. That was wrong. So 1-1 on the wild card games. I the Yankees were just a better team. I mean, you know, the big bats took over right from the beginning. You saw all the power that the Yankees have. And obviously it set up a legendary series, a historical series between the Red Sox and the Yankees. It doesn't get much better than that. 200-win teams that will be going at it this early in the playoffs. The intensity of that rivalry. You know, sport just doesn't get much better than that. So, you know, there are a bunch of happy TV executives that the A's did not win, and that everyone will get the matchup that they really craved. So there's that. The Braves, of course, will take on the Dodgers. You know, I was listening to Kelly and Kwok a little bit on my way in, Ramona. Kwok confused me because with me the other day, he picked the Braves to win the National League, but now he's picking the Dodgers to beat the Braves. It
Is
may
that
have been
right?
Because at the time we didn't know the matchups. Yeah, but at the time we didn't really know the matchups. I mean, my projection was before, as was his last Thursday, before the matchups were known to us. So, you know, perhaps it was something in the particular matchup and the way the Dodgers sort of dominated the Braves during the regular season that made him change his mind. That's likely. You know, I'm just messing around. I'm sticking with the Brewers, as I've said all along. I took them out of the National League. Well, not, as I said, before the year, but after the season ended in that conversation last Thursday and Friday. I'm going with the Brewers, as I indicated. They were not the number one seed at the time. I picked them last Thursday. They are by sort of default now. But I just like the way they were playing, as I said then. I just think they're hot, and I like the way they're playing. I think the Dodgers are a bad matchup for the Braves. I think the Dodgers pitching is a bad matchup for the Braves. But don't expect much offense in that series. I mean, look, every time you think you'll get 3-2, you get 10-9. But, I mean, I think you're looking at a series that's filled with 3-1, 2-1, 3-2 games. You know, I think if anybody hits 5, it'll be an offensive explosion. I just think you're going to see a low-scoring, pitching-dominated series. And my guess is that the Dodgers will take care of business. But as I indicated, you know, if you look at it as a whole, the Braves are probably a more consistent team than the Dodgers were this year. You know, the Dodgers were subject to sort of wild swings where the Braves just sort of kept motoring along. It was, you know, they weren't driving 120, but, you know, they're just motoring along at the speed limit and did it all year long. They didn't have any enormous highs, didn't have any enormous lows, and so they were consistent. But, you know, I have to go with the Dodgers, so I'm going with the Dodgers and the Brewers and ultimately the Brewers to win the National League, as I suggested again last Thursday. In the American League, I'm sticking with what I said all along. I picked the Astros before the year. I see no reason to go away from the Astros. I still think the Astros are the best team in baseball. I mean, they won 103 games. If it weren't for one or two situations, I think that they well could have had a win total similar, perhaps even better than the Red Sox. And that's not in any way to diminish what the Red Sox have done. I just think there's a toughness to the Houston Astros that makes them the team to beat. And until I see otherwise, I'm sticking with that theory. So, you know, we've been talking about this for several days now, but I'm saying the Astros and the Brewers, and I think the Astros win the whole thing, and we'll see how it all plays out. I will say this. I think early on in the regular season finales, games 163, and in the wild card games, I think we have a really interesting baseball playoff set to get underway. I think the National League has been hyper-competitive. The American League has been more elite, and it may well be that those teams in the American League are better. It also may well be that they've beaten up on a lot of inferior teams. I mean, because there are a lot of dreadful teams in the American League. I mean, there's like an upper class and an extreme lower class to the American League, and you know, we'll see how it all plays out. But I don't know why, but I am more engaged this year than I have been in recent years. I'm not quite sure what the reason is. I mean, from a regional standpoint, it's more interesting when the Braves are in the mix, and that's certainly a part of the equation. But just in general, I'm more interested. I'm interested in the Rockies and the Brewers and the A's. You know, I'm interested in, well, not in the A's anymore, but I was interested in those teams. And I'm interested in the elite teams. I'm interested to see, the Red Sox and the Yankees. It's the ultimate baseball war. It's the ultimate baseball rivalry. It's one of the greatest rivalries in sports. And both of them are tremendous. I mean, they're both elite teams. And of course, Houston is as well. So we have some real, on paper at least, we have some real powers in the American League. In the National League, we have real competition and real balance. So, I expect a fascinating Major League Baseball playoff, without question. Scotty on Twitter writes me, if this was the college playoff bracket, who you taking? This is difficult. 2018 Alabama, Tua in the Bama B, 2002 Miami, 2008 Oklahoma, 2011 Florida. It's not difficult to me. I'm taking Miami. I mean, I the game has changed, and the Tua element will give you something to think about just based on his dynamic nature. We talked a little bit about the Heisman Trophy picture yesterday, and we just touched on it. I want to get into that a little more today, because again, I'm not sure that at this point in the season we've ever had a better group of Heisman candidates. I mean, I think we have some real elite, historically elite candidates at this point. Now, some of them don't play the whole game, like Tua basically plays a half of football every game. But again, I think in Tua and in Will Greer, who we had high expectations for before the year, Mackenzie Milton and what he's been able to do at Central Florida, and he still doesn't get the credit he deserves. Why is beyond me. He's as good a college quarterback as there is in college football, and that includes Tua. Why he doesn't get the attention he deserves, I don't know. Dwayne Haskins, Ohio State, who's been remarkable to this point. We've had great early quarterback play. By the way, in a year in which the quarterback play was supposed to be suspect, this was the year that the quarterback play was allegedly suspect. Well, it hasn't looked suspect, anything from it, anything but that, I should say. And of course, we have Benny Snell. He's the one running back entry at this point. There are some other running backs having elite seasons, but the running back of choice right now is Benny Snell, who's led his team to an undefeated season. And, there's a certain familiarity to this, in that this is sort of what Penn State looked like early last year with Saquon Barkley. And then obviously that thing fell apart. Barkley, after like week four last week, was everyone's prohibitive favorite to win the Heisman Trophy. They were basically granting him the award, and obviously none of that happened. I think we forget that. I hear people even in my industry, and we talk about things with a degree of certainty at this point, but, the one thing that I've learned from this college football season, more so than any recent year, there isn't much certainty. I mean, from one week to the next, the only certain thing is uncertainty. Because these teams have been so wildly inconsistent. And we think we already know who are bad teams and good teams. I don't think we do. For example, and again, I'll go back to this, but, preseason, my belief in the Atlantic was that Clemson would win the division and that Boston College would finish second. I haven't seen anything yet to make me change my mind there. I felt NC State had the most favorable schedule in that mix. But the team that I undervalued was Syracuse. Now, how much did I undervalue them? That remains to be seen. I just thought that they lost their two starting receivers and that would really hurt them. Thus far, it is not. Yet, I find it strange. They're only like a 3-point favorite at Pittsburgh, which I think is interesting. And that line keeps going down. So I don't know if sharp money in Vegas expects Syracuse to collapse in the wake of their disappointing loss to Clemson. We'll see. And on the other side of the division, I didn't love anybody, but I picked Georgia Tech. And of course, they're 0-2 in the division at this point. And yet, having said that, I still think there's a really good chance they win that division when all is said and done. And, you know, again, we're already determining who's good and who's not good. Don't be surprised to see that team go on a run. It's going to be an extremely competitive division all season long. Obviously, there's no elite team. And we'll find out whether Miami is elite with Nikosi Perry, a switch that I never thought Mark Richt would make. I thought he was too locked in to Rozier or whatever he wants to call himself now. What he calls himself now is a clipboard carrier. Walter Petula Red Rage, we're live from Twin Peaks. Come out and see us. We also have the Tigers for Tata's bracelets. So step up. It's a great cause. And remember, our friends at Priority One are matching every dollar. So, in other words, if you come out and buy 10 bracelets, they're also buying 10. Walt Tipula Road Rage, quick break. We'll be right back.
It's football season, and emotions run high and hot, and it ain't all about the love. Embrace the hate and let it fly with the Hater Hotline. The Hater Hotline is open 24-7. Call the Hater Hotline, 864-986-6049. Then listen up during Out of Bounds every Monday for the Great of the Hate. The Hater Hotline, only on 105.5 The Roar. Sponsored by Bennett Equipment. If you need to rent it from Bennett.
Book your next party at Carson Steakhouse in Anderson with a large private dining room to suit all of life's celebrations, corporate and social group events. Host a family or school reunion to remember. Book your reservation and they handle the rest. Double fried chicken wings, fresh baked yeast rolls, hand-cut steaks, grilled teriyaki salmon, and fresh strawberry shortcake. Just to name a few delicious menu items. Make your reservation today. Call 226-9400. Again, that's 226-9400. Carson Steakhouse, Anderson.
You have cracks in your driveway, sidewalk, or settling pool decks? Why tear it out when you can lift it? Canty Foundation Specialists can raise concrete slabs back to its original position using our patented PolyLevel process. Call Canty today at 864-475-1671. Don't replace it, raise it. 475-1671 or visit us at cantyfoundationsc.com.
Help the Clemson Tigers tackle hunger by donating to the Palmetto Series Food and Funds Drive, benefiting Golden Harvest Food Bank. The Palmetto Series Drive helps feed local families struggling with hunger. For every dollar you donate, Golden Harvest can provide 3 meals to a local family in need. And you'll help Clemson University to win the coveted Palmetto Series Cup. Visit goldenharvest.org to give today. Again, that's goldenharvest.org to feed a local family in need.
R&R Golf Carts and Power Sports, located in Seneca and Clemson, is a factory-authorized dealer for EZ-GO and Cushman vehicles. They can fully customize your EZ-GO cart as well. With 0% financing, now it's easier than ever to own your new EZ-GO or Cushman vehicle. There's plenty of game day rental packages to choose from as well, so don't miss out this season. Stop by R&R Golf Carts and Power Sports on 123 in Seneca and Clemson Boulevard in Anderson. Online at rrgolfcarts.com.
Let's talk about game changers. Priority One Security's SecureView 24 is a game changer. SecureView 24 uses intelligent video analytics integrated with your alarm system to stream live video to our central monitoring station during a burglar or home invasion. Call Priority One Security for SecureView 24 or visit us at PriorityOneSecurity.com. That's Priority, the number one security.com. Priority One Security, serious security.
Four Paws American Pub, Clemson's newest spot for delicious house-made dishes like pan-fried trout, hot wings, juicy burgers, and more. Located on Highway 93 in front of the Courtyard Marriott, made fresh with local ingredients, Four Paws' diverse menu will fit any craving or time of day. Tigers are making tracks to Four Paws to catch a game on the 20 big-screen HD TVs. Call 654-5151 to place your to-go order. Four Paws American Pub, locally owned and operated by Clemson grads. Go Tigers!
Tackle the day like a tiger when you've slept like a baby on a custom mattress from Engineered Sleep. Trust and quality are what has made them so successful. They are a true direct-to-consumer business, making all their mattresses at 627 Congaree Road, and can handle any special request or custom order. And customers know that if their mattress isn't just right, Engineered Sleep will take care of them and leave them sleeping comfortably. Call 866-244-0898 or online at engineeredsleep.com.
Not only does Maserati Lotus Greenville on Lawrence Road have one of the largest selection of luxury pre-owned vehicles, they also have the best luxury automotive repair facility in the upstate. The skilled technicians at Euro Automotive Upstate work on all luxury and domestic vehicles with pricing of an independent shop. Mention this ad and get 10% off service. Euro Automotive, upstate trusted quality with affordable pricing at Maserati Lotus Greenville, 1450 Lawrence Road.
Hey guys, have you ever thought about betting on sports? Now's the perfect time to try, and MyBookie is the perfect place. You don't even have to leave your couch. MyBookie has a reputation for one-on-one customer service, great bonuses, and fast payouts when you win. Want to turn a little cash into a lot? Try a three-team parlay. Game already started before you can get a bet down? No problem. MyBookie offers live in-game betting on every major sport. There's literally no better time to sign up for MyBookie. We've got NFL, college football, MLB playoffs, and primetime fights. Even NBA and college basketball tip off soon. Go to MyBookie today to take advantage of our limited time 100% deposit bonus before it's too late. That's right, deposit today using promo code RADIO, and we'll double your money up to $1,000. Just use promo code RADIO when you register. Check out MyBookie online today.
No deposit necessary. Terms and conditions apply. For entertainment purposes only, void where prohibited.
His bark is worse than his bite. It's Road Rage with Walt Steptula on 105.5 The Roar.
He's gunning for trouble.
Now back to Walt and Ramona.
Sometimes I feel I am getting kind of low. Thoughts I am thinking are the reason. So I try to remember without talking to myself. Things that I've said or maybe things that I felt about you.
Walt up to the Road Rage. We're WCCP 105.5 The Roar, live from Twin Peaks. I'm joined by John Height at this hour. How are you today, John?
I'm doing well, Walt. How about yourself?
Good. I'm good. I'm good. Thanks for asking, John. The USA Today came out with their annual list of coaches' salaries. And I'm not going to spend all day on this deal, but I think there are a few things that are interesting. I mean, I think that Lovie Smith's salary is interesting. Lovie Smith making $5 million, I think, is very interesting. I'm sort of stunned by them. Stunned that Illinois had $5 million to pay him. That's the first thing I'm stunned about. Secondly, they have no real commitment to football and haven't for a million years, and they pretty much stunk forever. I'm not sure. I mean, I'm stunned that they would pay Lovie Smith $5 million. I mean, if you had asked me off the top of my head, what was Lovie Smith making, I'd say $2
million. I was going to say like 1.8 somewhere.
Yeah, $2 million. Not $5 million.
Wow.
Now, and basically they've been terrible since he took over. Mm-hmm. They haven't gotten any better. There actually is there's a little sliver of life to them right this moment.
Mm-hmm.
If Bush is healthy at quarterback, but you know, I don't know about that long term. And I mean, $5 million.
The one.
Join Mickey Plyler live at Chick-fil-A of Clemson on Tiger Boulevard this Friday from 6 until 9. Get your favorite Chick-fil-A breakfast and stop by and listen to Mickey's update analysis of college football at Chick-fil-A on Tiger Boulevard in Clemson.
Granger Nissan knows with football season comes tailgating, so make sure you have a reliable way to the big game. As a leader in the market with competitive inventory, you know that you'll be ready to tailgate this season. Granger Nissan is a family business, so they know the importance of taking care of the loved ones while on the road. You can drive your next tailgate vehicle with confidence and ease knowing all new vehicles have a lifetime powertrain warranty. So stop by Granger Nissan of Anderson at 3510 Clemson Boulevard.
Wait, you did not get a couple of quotes?
Should I? Did you get a couple of quotes?
Yes, replacing a garage door is a big deal.
At Built Right Garage Doors, we believe garage doors should demonstrate both durability and class. RCHI Accents Wood Tones garage doors are meticulously designed and manufactured using full-color digital imaging and insulated steel.
I'm calling Built Right.
Built Right 232-DOOR.
Built Right Garage Doors. Call 232-DOOR.
You're scared. You cannot pay your credit cards. You cannot pay your medical bills. Someone suggests to you debt consolidation, combining them all in one payment. Can you really afford that? Is there something else you can do? Call me and see if bankruptcy can help you. Call me, Robert King. Together, we will look for a thoughtful solution to your legal problem.
Thompson & King, 300 South Tower Street in Anderson. Call 222-0200 or online at thompsonking.com. Thompson & King is a debt relief agency helping people file for bankruptcy under the Bankruptcy Code.
Mickey Plyler here. Fall is a great time to get your carpets clean with an awesome promotion from Zero Res. Book now through October 28th and you'll get three rooms clean for $119 and a free hallway when you mention my name. You love having friends over to watch the game. Zero Res can help you impress your guests. Call now, 864-558-7300 or book online at ZeroResGreenville.com. Zero Res, spell it backwards or forwards, it's the right way to clean. And don't forget to ask about their air duct cleaning special.
I am Chet, married to Kathy for 27 years and pastor for about 13 years.
I'm Kathy, pastor's wife. I wanted to spend some quality time on earth here until the Lord takes us home with my husband. And that's when I realized we had to do something about our health.
I wasn't getting any younger and I wasn't getting any healthier.
My husband told me about a program called The Health Air on the radio.
Listening to The Health Air program about getting to the root of the problems just kept coming back to me.
It didn't take long before I realized The Health Air was working. I'm off of four different types of medicines. I'm off of my CPAP machine after 14 years.
Over 47 pounds of fat loss. My cholesterol medicine, reflux medicine, and blood pressure medicine, I've cut them all in half.
I've lost 60 inches, almost 25 pounds. The Health Air just isn't a dietary program. It's a life change.
It's just amazing, the successes and the results from the Health Air. Just unbelievable.
Get your free consultation with the Health Air today. Visit iDareGreenville.com.
No one's better than Walt's Daptula. Just ask him. It's Road Rage on 105.5 The Roar.
Good old-fashioned American guts and glory.
Now back to Walt and Ramona.
Tip Tula Road Rage, we're WCCP 105.5 The Roar. Apologize for the brief technical difficulty. We're back. We're good. Come on out and see us at Twin Peaks this afternoon, this evening. We're taking a look at the USA Today numbers on coaching salaries that we mentioned we'd get to today on yesterday's show. A couple things, and I am going to take a look at it briefly from one other perspective as well, and that is whether they're overpaid or underpaid. But it occurs to me, the other part of it that's interesting to me is like millions per wins. Mm-hmm. You know, again, for a guy like Lovie Smith, he's won five games at Illinois heading into this year. He's won two this year. So he's being paid extremely well. In fact, if you're speaking per wins, he's the highest paid guy on the list.
Yeah.
Except for Scott Frost. Because Scott Frost has been paid $5 million not to win a game.
Sign me up for that job.
He's winless. He's winless. And you know, he's probably going to remain winless because that's one of the worst football teams in America. I mean, they're just dreadful, absolutely dreadful. And people are going to have to be patient. You know, it's going to be it's going to take a while to fix it. It took a while for them to get to that point, and it won't be rejuvenated overnight. It's just not the way it works. There's no magic formula. That's a really bad football team. Again, four times in the last six games last year, they gave up well over 50 points a game. They can't stop anybody. They have no talent. The only talent they have is at wide receiver and a young talent at quarterback in Martinez. So he's been paid $5 million not to win a game thus far. Again, I think he's the right guy for the job, but doesn't show up thus far. You know, in just looking at this list, if I was going to suggest whether these guys are underpaid or overpaid, Nick Saban, whose total pay is $8 million. I'll let you play, John.
Okay.
$8,307,000.
I say he's worth it. Yeah.
I think he's underpaid. You know, I know people know I don't like Nick Saban. Whether I like him or not has nothing to do with whether I think he earns his money.
Right.
I think that he earns way more than that for that university. So I think Nick Saban is underpaid. I also think Urban Meyer is underpaid. Now, you know, I'm judging this through the lens of just what he's done as a coach, not what we went through.
Right. Yeah.
Right. Jim Harbaugh, vastly overpaid.
Vastly
overpaid at this point. Jimbo Fisher, vastly overpaid at $7.5 million. Gus Malzahn, vastly overpaid at $6.7 million.
That's crazy he's getting
Kirby that. Smart. You know, the notion that Kirby Smart is new to the gig and is already at $6.6 million is amazing, but I think he's earned his money.
Yep.
So, you know, I'm good with that. Dabo Swinney, underpaid.
Yep.
Dan Mullen, overpaid. Tom Herman, overpaid.
Yep.
Scott Frost, you know, we already went through. Mike Gundy, you know, Mike Gundy's making $5 million. You know, he's about a $5 million coach. You know, it's sort of what he is. He's not an $8 million coach because he's not ever going to win anything that matters. He's just going to keep you at 9 wins a year, and if you're happy with that at Oklahoma State, he's your guy.
Oh, yeah, and he's one of them. And, yeah, I think they're fairly content with what they're paying him and what they're getting for it.
I don't know that I'd be content.
I'm not saying I would be, but I think they are. I'm not saying I am.
I mean,
no,
I just watched Texas Tech blow them out at home. You know, I mean, to me, it's just a soft bunch. It's always been a soft bunch. It's been soft since Les Miles left there, and he inherited something good. I fundamentally think Mike Gundy is overrated as a football coach. But, you know, if you, in this economic climate, is he worth $5 million a year? Yeah, probably. You know, $5 million a year buys you, you know, 8-9 wins a year.
Guaranteed bowl game.
That's what he gives you. So, $5 million a year, Mike Gundy. Willie Taggart, $5 million a year. I mean, he has a losing record in his career. So
far, he's overpaid, but, you know, he can't buy an offensive line.
No, look, he's not to blame for anything that's happened at Florida State.
Not at all.
But there's not a whole lot of evidence to judge Willie Taggart in one way or another. Lovie Smith is, you know, he's overpaid by like $4,900,000.
No, I hope Lovie's agent isn't listening right now.
he's just barely overpaid. Gary Patterson, I mean,
underpaid.
Underpaid doesn't begin to cut it.
Yeah.
I mean, Gary Patterson's at $4.8 million. I mean, Gary Patterson should be as highly paid as any coach in the country.
Should be banging more than Jim Harbaugh, that's for sure.
Absolutely. I mean, so at this point, through 14 names, he's the most underpaid guy on the list. 15 is James Franklin, 4.8. Yeah.
That's fine.
16 is Lincoln Riley, 4.8. You know,
that's going up.
Yeah, that may be okay for right now, but it's not going to be okay for long. He's going to be one of these $8 million cats.
Especially
soon.
When these NFL jobs start calling
Well,
for
that's the other thing. Year. You know, I've suggested that before, that he may not be long for the college game, given the way the pro game is changing. Kirk Ferentz, $4.7 million. Yeah, that's about right.
They love him there.
Mark D'Antonio, $4.4 million. That actually seems a little on the low side. Mm-hmm. Chris Peterson, 4.4.
Low side.
That also seems on the low side. David Shaw, 4.3. That's way too low. The guy's won 74% of his games at Stanford. He's the best winner in Stanford history.
Yeah. He's perfect there.
And he's also perfect as an NFL coach, which I still expect him to get to sometime. Will Muschamp, $4.2 million. You know, jury's still out. Right now, you'd have to say it's a little overpaid, but you know, I think things may work out there. Mark Richt, $4 million, $58,000. You know, hey, look, you know what you're getting with him. You're getting 8-9 wins. He's going to beat everybody he's supposed to beat. Nobody that he isn't supposed to beat. He's going to lose to every ranked team in America. So if you think that it's $4 million, you know, it's okay to pay somebody $4 million to lose to every ranked team you play, then, you know, knock yourselves out, man. Whatever you want to do.
You're not the one writing those checks.
Right. Whatever you want to do. It ain't my money.
Yeah, exactly.
So whatever you want to do. Let me tell you about my friends at First Class Halt. Halt's an acronym for Honda, Acura, Lexus, Toyota. Nobody does it like Halt. FCH Greenville opened their doors in 2017. They opened their second location in Anderson in 2016 on Clemson Boulevard. You know, let me tell you something. Listen to some of these reviews. Let me read you this one. I've been using First Class Halt since Mark opened his first location in Greenville. I now use the Anderson location, get the same excellent service from Greg and Chris. They never try to sell me on a service that I don't need and always give me a heads up so I will know what to expect for repairs down the road. They've always been honest, always do a great job with my truck. Every time I've had to purchase a new vehicle, I only choose between a Honda or Toyota because I know that I will have honest people I can take my vehicle to. This is one of the most amazing testimonials ever because you have a gentleman who's saying he only buys Hondas or Toyotas, not based on the quality of the vehicle necessarily, but on the quality of the place that's going to do his service on his vehicle. And that's a pretty amazing testimonial for First Class Halt in terms of who and what they are. Look, Mark and his whole staff, both locations. How about this? 3-year, 36,000-mile nationwide warranty on FCH work. In other words, they put in a water pump for you today. And 2 years from now, you're in Phoenix, Arizona, driving around, and your water pump goes. They're going to pay for your tow, and they're going to pay for a garage out there to get it fixed. You tell me who else is doing that. I mean, this is First Class Halt. And you're talking about, you know, Greg has over 25 years Lexus experience. Steve has over 35 years with Honda and Acura. You're getting specialists with First Class Halt, the absolute best in the industry. Visit them online, firstclasshalt.com. Call them. You'll thank me later. I promise you, if you own one of those vehicles, go see First Class Halt. All right. Just a few more on this list. Mark Stoops is at $4 million. You know, before the year, all I heard was that people wanted to fire Mark Stoops. You know, we always want to fire people.
Right.
That's what we do. We want to fire people. People wanted to fire Mark Stoops. And on this show, I said, why would you do that? Mm-hmm. I mean, the guy is putting you in bowl games. You're Kentucky. You think you're better than him? You're not. And so here's what patience brought you. You know, remember before the year, it was really popular. Get rid of Mark Stoops. Get rid of Ed Orgeron. You know, I thought Orgeron was a good fit at LSU. We still don't know long-term what's going to happen there. But people were way premature in judging those individuals. You know, we always just want to fire people. That's right. What we want to do. You know, it's funny because we wouldn't want anybody else doing that to us.
No.
In our jobs, you know.
Gosh,
but
no.
but we want to say that this guy should be fired and that guy should be fired, and often without any real review or understanding of the situations at hand. Mark Stoops obviously shouldn't have been fired. He's well worth the $4 million. Yes. And look, he might win that division. I mean, I know that the world still thinks that's impossible right now. It's not impossible. That team's going to get better and better as Terry Wilson continues to develop, and that's starting to happen on a week-by-week basis.
Mm-hmm.
Justin Fuente, $4 million.
That's, for Virginia Tech, I'd say it's about right.
Mm.
I feel like you could get a little more bang for your buck there, but...
Mm. Yeah, I don't know, but you better not be losing to Old Dominion and giving up 50 points to them.
That's not for long. That's true.
Not for long. Well, you know, we'll find out a little more this week. I think long-term, Justin Fuente is a good answer, so that money's probably all right. And then Bobby Petrino, $4 million.
When he had Lamar Jackson, that was about right. Now without Lamar Jackson, I think he's vastly overpaid.
Even when he had Lamar Jackson, what was he, a 7-win coach?
Right, maybe. I don't know what he'd give to get to 7 wins this year.
Oh, you know, it's funny because Bobby Petrino, of course, you know, people have already forgotten, or some maybe not even know, that he coached at Louisville before.
Right.
And his first go-round at Louisville, you know, he was terrific.
Oh, yeah.
I mean, absolutely terrific. And he's one of the brightest offensive minds still in the college game today, even with the issues. You know, let me tell you something. Even in watching that Florida State game, you can see Petrino's genius. Now, he has some bad parts, and I don't know how well he's recruited there. I don't think he's recruited really well. I don't think Bobby Petrino's really all about recruiting.
No.
You know, what he really needs to get are some cheaters. You know,
hire some. Which is why he's at Louisville.
Get some bag man, and, you know, that's what he really needs to do. It's because it's obvious he's not. Because you know, the talent level at Louisville not all that great. Just a couple others. Tennessee, Jeremy Pruitt, almost $4 million. You know, who knows? Yeah. I mean, it's way too soon to even think about judging Jeremy Pruitt. He's another guy who inherited a train wreck. You know, I think long term he might work out. I also think he's got to grow up a little bit. I'm still not sure he understands modern day player management as a head coach. I think we'll find those things out in time. Jeff Brohm, Purdue. $3.8 million. I'm okay with that. I think Jeff Brohm's a rising star. I realize Purdue has had some dip this year in the early going off of what they did last year, but they also just beat Boston College at home. Kyle Whittingham, $3.787 million. He's vastly underpaid at Utah, even though Utah's off to a little bit of a rougher start. You know, I'm actually interested in that Utah-Stanford game this week because, you know, Stanford's a favorite. I think that game must be at Stanford. And Stanford is the favorite. And I think conventional wisdom has that win in that game. Utah hasn't had much offense thus far. I have a hunch that Utah is going to take care of Stanford this weekend.
Another thing about Whittingham, that why he's underpaid, he's been there since Urban Meyer left.
That's right. Paul Christ at Wisconsin, 3.75. That's reasonable. Cliff Kingsbury, $3.7 million. You know, I will say this. There have been some signs of improvement this year for the first time at Texas Tech. But, man, you go 3 or 4 years in a row where your defense surrenders an average of 43 points a game.
Even at Texas Tech, that's a problem.
It's hard to win.
Yeah.
You know, it's hard to – just ask Patrick Mahomes, even back from when he was at Texas Tech, you know, when the guys went up 60 every week and
they still couldn't
go to a bowl game. You know, it's not good. Pat Fitzgerald, Dana Holgorsen, $3.6 million. He's probably underpaid. You know,
Fitzgerald
he's another
or Holgorsen?
Holgorsen.
Oh, okay.
Really, maybe both of them. You know, Holgorsen was a guy before the year, again, a guy who's taken a lot of heat, a lot of criticism, and I thought it was unfounded. I think he's a really bright offensive mind, and I think he's done a really nice job there. You know, listen, understand the situation there. I mean, he didn't ask to go play 2,000 miles away from their geographic base. You know, it's like McIntyre at Colorado. Everyone wants to fire him all the time. Fire him. You should build him a statue. You know, and the same thing with Holgorsen. These guys have terrible jobs. Colorado is a Big 12 school trying to find an existence recruiting against Pac-12 schools and playing in their league. West Virginia is an East Coast school with playing 2,000 miles away from their geographic base and trying to find a way to compete. Nobody asks for that.
No.
Nobody. And when you have a guy who's doing a pretty good job there and handling it, you should be smart enough to appreciate what he's doing.
Mm-hmm.
And I think I think Dana Holgerson's doing a fine job at West Virginia, and I think that McIntyre has done a fine job at Colorado. If you think that Cam McIntyre is going to go out to Colorado and win 11 games every year playing out there, when you change the whole game on him, you're wrong.
Mm-hmm.
You're wrong. You're going to be subject now to ups and downs like everybody else. You know, I have a news flash for you. Other than Clemson, Alabama, Ohio State, Georgia, Oklahoma, guess what? Everybody else in America that isn't playing 4- and 5-star talent at every position, everybody else is going to have ups and downs. Everybody. Everybody. So stop firing people every 10 minutes. No, I mean, it's just not the way it works.
Right.
I mean, Holgerson has made them competitive in the Big 12. He has made, and they may win the thing this year.
Yeah.
But he has made them competitive. Now, did Will Grier play a part in it? Yeah. Who gets credit for that?
Dana Holgerson.
Right. I mean, other people could have taken Will Grier.
Yeah.
You know, Dana Holgerson landed Will Grier. So he gets credit for that, right?
Yeah.
And so as he gets credit for that, you know, I think people need to give him a break. I mean, I think he's doing a fine job. He has them highly ranked and regarded. And again, they may win that. They may win that league this year. And I thought there was a real possibility before the year. They were my second-ranked Big 12 team after only Oklahoma. And I think they've proven that thus far. And so I think he's done a real commendable job. You know, ask yourself this. If you got rid of Dana Holgerson, who are you going to put in his place that's going to do any better?
Well, initially, the first name that comes to my mind, I don't know how much better he would do, but I just think it would be a great fit in Morgantown would be Lane Kiffin. But he's an offensive mind just like Holgerson.
Well, I mean, you could say a guy like Dino Babers, but
right.
Again, it's similar.
It's similar, exactly.
It's similar. And I realize Holgerson is, you know, a skeleton or two from whatever those casino things were back when. But no one cares about that anymore.
No.
You know, we've moved on.
Not up in Morgantown.
We don't even care what Urban Meyer did anymore. You know, that's another thing, John. How many times did I say if Urban Meyer would just shut his big mouth, that in 2 weeks everything would be passed and over? It's over.
Yeah.
He finally shut up because he's back coaching again. So he finally shut up, and no one cares anymore.
Yep.
You know, do you hear anybody mention that anymore?
No.
Because we move on. It's my theory is if, you know, you don't like something, just close ranks for 2 weeks. By the way, I'm not saying this is a good thing. I'm not saying this is a noble thing. I'm saying it's a bad thing. But it's the reality that
right.
we live in. You know? Again, you don't like something, something goes against you, you just close ranks for 2 weeks. 2 weeks later, the media's moved on to the next target, and everything is forgotten. And it won't be brought up again unless Ohio State wins a national title.
Yep.
Or plays for the national
title.
They're
in the playoff, and we have to come up with a month of storylines for them, yeah.
Right. P.J. Fleck, Bronco Mendenhall at Virginia.
That's a tough job.
3.555, P.J. Fleck, 3.555, Bill Snyder, 3.5. Of course, he's been vastly underpaid for a million years, but he's been okay with it. You know, it's going to be interesting. The last 2 years, obviously, he's dealt with cancer, personal cancer, and with the death, with the suicide of his grandson, and obviously some really difficult backdrop to try and coach against. And I think it's hurt him in terms of how connected he was to his team. But, you know, we forget that even last year when he had all those injuries at quarterback,
mm-hmm.
he still rallied that group to win 8 games and went on to win a bowl game.
Yeah.
And slaughtered UCLA in that bowl game. So, you know, and if Kansas State's gotten to the point where 8 wins is too good for them, then they just sort of close business because they've never won anything without him. He's off to a tough start this year. But, you know, like always, watch. He'll turn it around. He'll turn it around. You know, He did get into a sort of a heated exchange with a reporter out there, but that has happened before on occasion
mm-hmm.
in the past. Bill Snyder is one of these guys, you know, he looks and sounds respectful, but he doesn't really want reporters, beat writers, telling him how to run his business.
Right. You know? I think he's been doing it long enough and well enough that he knows what he's doing.
Yeah. But, you know, look, he's 78. You know, how much longer can
right.
he go? That's a legitimate question. Obviously, it's used against him in recruiting. Not that, you know, Kansas State's ever done anything from a recruiting standpoint anyway. Chad Morris at Arkansas, $3.5 million right now, looks vastly overpaid.
Yes.
But you know what? you know, sometimes you have to look for subtle signs in situations. And there are subtle signs right now at Arkansas.
Oh, yeah.
I know people don't think this, but go back and look at the first few weeks of the season when they were getting blown out. I mean, just obliterated. And then a couple weeks ago, was A&M last week or the week before?
Last week.
The A&M game, they were competitive. They lost 24-17.
They were down 17-0 at one point.
Yeah, and they made the game competitive. Oh, yeah, and then the week before, I think, was Auburn. And if memory serves, is that right?
I believe so. It was 38-3, Auburn.
I don't know what the final score was, but the yardage in the game was dead even. Dead even. It was, there wasn't a ton of yards. It was an evenly played game. It was a really misleading score. It was not indicative of the way the game was played. I think there are signs that Arkansas is getting slowly better. But again, that's not happening overnight. He has to totally rework that thing, and people are going to have to be patient and give him time. There's no other way around that. You know, it's sort of the situation that we're in. Hey, Robbie, how are you? Who do you want to fire in the ACC? Based on everything we just said.
Larry Fedora.
Yeah, see, I'm firing him. I'm not
sure. But I feel like that's an easy answer
at
this point.
Yeah, but that is the answer. I mean, yes. I don't think they even like him.
No.
And I think that you know, losing to East Carolina, losing to California, getting obliterated and looking as bad as he did to a Miami team that really shouldn't be obliterating anybody.
No.
Because Miami's not good enough to obliterate you. I mean, I think he's on the way out. I think he's dead man walking. You know, I know that there's a school of thought that there'll be a lot of turnover in the ACC. I'm not so sure. I think it's just him.
Yeah, I can see that.
I think at year's end, it's only him that is dismissed. I do think that it's conceivable that Dino Babers or Steve Addazio could move to better jobs.
Yeah.
The thing is, Addazio would be leaving Brown and Dillon, and he may want to play that out another year now that he has that type of talent.
Mm-hmm.
And so I could see him waiting. But I've always thought that Addazio needed to jump at some point.
Right.
That he needed to take some impact season and leave. Because it's a dead-end job. There are a lot of dead-end jobs in the ACC.
Yeah.
I mean, there just are. There are a lot of jobs that are, quite honestly, they're no good. Mm-hmm. I mean, Duke's not a good job. Georgia Tech's not a good job. Boston College isn't a good job.
Pittsburgh.
Syracuse isn't a good job. Pittsburgh, you know, Pittsburgh at one point in their history was a good job. You know, when Johnny Majors coached there, when they were winning national
30s,
championships
40s, yeah.
Right under Tony Dorsett. But, you know, that's a terrible job. I mean, they don't even have a home stadium.
No.
You know, because that idiot, Steve Peterson, you know, basically tore down their on-campus site in favor of a non-on-campus site.
Yep.
And so they don't even have a stadium. So there are a lot of bad jobs in the ACC. And I think if you're young enough, Wake Forest, another one. I mean, no offense to them, but it's another bad job.
Clawson's done a great job there.
You know, there are like six bad jobs. And so if you're young enough and you get the opportunity and somebody, you know, and somebody throws you a bone, man, grab it.
Yep.
Grab it. You know, the biggest mistake Jim Grobe made was when he had Wake. You know, it's almost impossible to believe now, but he won an ACC title at Wake. And when he did, and I had him on the show, I mean, one of the nicest guys you're ever going to talk to in your whole life. But, you know, I said to him then that he should have jumped. You know, I said, why don't you take it? You know, why not take the money? And he said to me, you know, Walt, at some point it's all monopoly money, and I just owe it to these kids, I feel, to stay here. Unfortunately, at the end of the process, Wake Forest wasn't as loyal to him as he had been to them, and that's the shameful part of it. We're live from Twin Peaks. Come on out and see us. We'll get to you on the phone lines when we return as well. Walt Tiptula, Road Rage, quick break. I'll be back.
Broadcasting from the safety of the Priority One Security Studios, we are WCCP, Clemson, Greenville, 105.5, The Roar.
Jeez, dude, you need to change your blinker fluid.
That's not a thing.
And your thoracic couplet is totally shot.
Really?
It is.
Look, nothing gets by me. Just like this oil filter. Nothing gets by Purolator.
Hey, if you're using Purolator Boss, you know your stuff.
Oh, yeah. Protection up to...